Chapter 37. I was turning 25 in a few days, and it felt like more than just another birthday. Mates told me 25 was the watershed age, the moment when many young men and women come to a fork in their personal road. At 25, you take a concrete step forward, or else begin to slide backwards. I was ready to move forward. I felt, in many ways, that I'd been bag flying for years. I reminded myself that it ran in the family, that 25 had been a big year for many of us. Granny, to name one. At 25, she'd become the 61st monarch in the history of England. So I decided to mark this milestone birthday with a trip. Botswana again. The whole gang was there, and in between cake and cocktails, they said how different I seemed, again. I had seemed older, harder, after my first combat tour. But now, they said, I seemed more grounded. Odd, I thought. Through flight training, I'd become more grounded? No one gave me more praise or love than Tej and Mike. Late one night, however, Mike sat me down for a somber heart-to-heart. At their kitchen table, he spoke at length about my relationship with Africa. The time's come, he said, for that relationship to change. Until then, the relationship had been all take, 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 a fairly typical dynamic for Brits in Africa. But now I needed to give back. For years, I'd heard him and Tej and others lamenting the crises facing this place. Climate change, poaching, drought, fires. I was the only person they knew who had any kind of influence, any kind of global megaphone, the only person who might actually be able to do something. What can I do, Mike? Shine a light.